At this point, you might be wondering, what about the miracle? What exactly happened with the miracle? So this is the part that usually gets first billing, but in the historical sources, it actually gets remarkably little billing. So ultimately, after a series of reversals over several years, we're actually not speaking about one, two, or three battles. We're talking about a long, drawn-out conflict that took several years to resolve. Eventually, Yehuda was able to take back Jerusalem, take back the temple grounds, cleanse it of all of the Antiochus-inspired idolatry, and restore it back to its original function as a monotheistic site of worship of God. Let us recall that the very name Chanukah means dedication, in the sense of dedicating the temple. And one of the key elements is the menorah, which is shown here in the famous Arch of Titus. This is a piece of Roman monumental art that commemorates the defeat of Judea by the Romans in the first century, a little more than 200 years later. And as you can see here, they're carting away the spoils from the temple, including the menorah, the gold candelabrum. This is, by the way, more or less how it looks today, but Stephen Fine of Yeshiva University has done some chemical analysis of paint flecks and has been able to determine that it would have originally appeared to Romans like this in a painted version, which personally I actually like the way we have it today. It's much less garish and so on. But here you can see on the left, there's a sign, the law of the Jews in Latin, which presumably would have been some kind of representation of the Torah. And then you can see labeled the candelabra of the Jews, of course, the menorah. And on the right, the holy thing of the Jews, which may have been the shulchan, the table, or perhaps part of the altar, something like that. At any rate, none of the earliest sources have a really clear description of the miracle, which seems to get such high billing. The earliest source that we have for the description of this miracle is a baraita that occurs in the Talmudic tractate of Shabbat, page 21b to be precise. A baraita or baraisa is essentially a statement which is ancient in nature and is an oral tradition, it's handed down, but it was not included in the important collection of teachings that was brought together in the early 3rd century by Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So it's difficult to date the Baraita very well, but that is essentially the place where we get the source of the story of the oil that continued to burn for 8 days when it should only have burned for one. There are other elements in other early sources, such as the Megillat Ta'anit, which is a scroll of fast days that lists not really fast days per se. It mainly lists days in which fasting is not permitted, and Hanukkah is one of those days. And other early sources do make reference to the need for a new menorah, the need for some kind of way of kindling lights, presumably because of the defilement, but the 8-day story is actually not represented there. What is interesting on top of this, however, is that the Megillat Ta'anit and others note the date of this event is the 25th of Kislev. That's the first night of Hanukkah, is on the 25th of Kislev, which happens to be the exact date that the Antiochus first defiled the temple. And so it is an anniversary of the defiling of the temple that marks the rededication, the Chanukah, of the temple once again. So what I would like to say about all this is that the miracle of the oil is fascinating and there's a lot of interesting things written on it. But in my humble opinion, the most significant thing, at least from a historical perspective, is this incredible military victory that represents an assertion of Jewish independence from religious persecution, quite arguably the first such successful rebellion against religious persecution in recorded history. That's an amazing thing, and that's an amazing miracle.